have checked three roads that had been closed to the public. They are now open, so we just advise the public to say that all 1,200 kilometres of priority routes are now clear. What we would advise the public, I suppose, is that the back roads, those which would have had baked snow, with the thaw that we've experienced over the last couple of days, they are actually in there's a high risk on those roads. I'm sure people would have seen that this morning. There's almost a polished surface on those there, and that's going to take a day or two to clear. We would advise the public not to get over optimistic. It's been forecast we'll experience temperatures dropping below zero on Saturday night again, and we'll have low temperatures over at night time in particular over the coming days.
The next question then that raises its head, Michael, is this is going to give you and your crews a much needed and much deserved respite, but the reality is we are likely to face similar conditions again before this winter is out. With that in mind, how are you fixed in terms of rebuilding salt supplies in the county?
We're still working through the National Roads Authority framework for distributing salt, and whilst we've just come through a long spell of cold weather, it's not over, is what we'd advise the public. We have a bit of a respite at the moment, but the long-term forecast shows that we will have more cold weather right into the end of the year, over the Christmas into the new year. The National Roads Authority are looking at how they're replenishing the national stocks, and obviously we're going to be trying to get our local stocks here, and we're talking with them, but I suppose we're competing with the rest of the country. There is no way can we say that we've got as much salt as we would like at the moment.